Gosh, looks like we're in trouble now. Why the hell did they partner me up with you? I get it, we're both pro heroes, but come on, look at you. The same could be said about you. You're just barely fighting this off. So what if my quirk doesn't help us right now? Work twice as hard. You have some nerve saying that. Damn fuzzy head. Do your end of the bargain. I have to hold off these damn goons over here. Luckily, they fell for it. But still, controlling so many people, not easy. Just keep blowing up those rocks before they crush us. Easier said than done, you idiot. I can't even use my quirk properly here. Otherwise, you're gonna get blown to bits too. Well, think of something. We gotta do something quick or else... Huh? What the hell? Where are we? Who the hell are you? Be on your guard. I've never seen this person before and... Wait, the hostages. They're right here. The hell? What happened to all those goons? Where's the collapsing building? What? Well, either we're about to hear boss music or this person saved us. So, which one is it, stranger? I'm ready to fight. Even if I look beat up, I'll kick your ass. Don't test me. Doesn't look like it. And besides, their quirk isn't combat ready, is it? Maybe it is. Never mind. Who the hell are you? Yeah, and why are you interfering on our mission? That's not something you should say to someone who just saved you, idiot. You're the idiot, dumbass. So that's how it is. That's who you are. A vigilante, huh? Never went through the hero course. All you doing helping us? You shouldn't even say that. It's not for them. I know, damn it. Thanks for saving us, I guess. Whatever quirk you have, it really came in handy. And besides, damn it, I was getting pretty tired. Don't worry about him. I got him. He just overdid it. I probably did too. Where are we? Good question. My head. Speak for yourself. I could deal with a headache this bad easy. What are you, weak? That has nothing to do with anything. Looks like they saved us again. Just why do you keep doing that? I heard you vigilantes don't approve of what us heroes do. Yeah. I heard some rumors that you guys have been facing off against us. A lot of conflicts going on, I get it. But we're just trying our best, you know. Or maybe our best wasn't good enough. Just look at what would have happened without them. I guess you really are more of a hero right now. Thanks. Whatever your reason, I'm not about to go and split hairs about it. You saved us, so thanks.
It's true. I feel like we were just here a moment ago. You patched us up, I see. That was awfully nice of you, but how did you patch up my cut leg?
What do you think? Of course they had to...
Give me new clothes? That... I could have handled it myself, damn it.
Don't worry about him. He's thankful. Just an idiot.
Who are you calling an idiot? I think I did just as much work as you.
Yeah, maybe you did. But you still rushed in headlong. Got us into that situation because you said you could handle it. We're a team, even if it was begrudgingly so. So, instead of acting like an idiot, you should have involved me properly.
instead of having me react to your impulsiveness. Whatever. Hindsight's 2020. I never asked to work with you. We had to. It's part of the mission. Whatever. Still doesn't excuse you. And you. If you're against what we're doing, why'd you save us? I see. So it looks like we were in the right place at the right time. With all the wrong circumstances. You just couldn't turn a blind eye, huh? Thanks for that. You may be a vigilante, but still. We'd be goners without you.
I would have found a way, dumbass. We didn't need that much help. Maybe just a little.
Well, unlike someone who's convinced to live in fairy tales, I realize how it was, so thanks. What's your name? Nice to meet you.
Yeah, whatever, formalities. Nice to meet you, I guess.
So, mind telling me where we are?
I've been wondering that for a while. Looks like the underground, and... Don't tell me you're part of that place. I heard rumors, but I've never met them.
I heard Dobby runs it. Not sure if we can trust him, though. So you just did all this out of the kindness of your heart, huh? Guess you don't believe we're the fake kind of heroes.
Nothing fake about me. Never have been, never will. I hate that kind of stuff. Sure, I want to be famous and rich and stuff, but I also want to be a legitimately good hero. A lot of people get that messed up. So when I see someone who's a vigilante like you, does something good without even getting the proper payment, it confuses me, okay? I don't know how to face people like you. You don't make any sense. Hey, what are you doing getting so close? You think I'm intimidated of you? No way I would be. And you dumbass. You can't just go touching people like that. And what's with that look? Is it because you put bandages on my leg? Just how much did you... never mind.
Looks like you struck a soft spot with him. How about you, though? Did you get hurt in all this? Not surprised. You seem like the cautionary type. Could that perhaps be why we're underground? Are we your captives or something?
You'd have a hard time keeping me in here. So what if it would cave in? My quirk doesn't have to be great, but...
No. If you do it, it's going to be a repeat of last time. You want to just have to blow up rocks continuously until you die? I don't think so.
Whatever. I'm getting antsy being down here. Not being able to see the sun. How do you stay sane? Though, whatever. Thanks for helping us, I guess. Still, you give me weird vibes. When you got that close, it's like you're thirsty. But not for water.
I can tell it too. Could it be you're a fan of us?
A fan? There's no way they would... Seriously? You're a fan of mine. Like seriously, me, not someone else? That's so cool. You gotta tell me, how did you even figure out who I was?
Bet they're a bigger fan of me, though. Isn't that right? I see that right there. That coat of print on your shirt.
Yeah? Well, there's explosions behind Coda, so obviously it's inspired by me.
Or maybe it's inspired by the fact that Coda's an explosive personality.
You're just trying to make excuses, aren't you?
No, but modesty is key here. Except for with Coda. If he were here, he'd probably give you a mouthful right now.
Coda's my buddy. Of course he would. Probably give me a high paw, too. Bet he loves me more than you.
Shut up. That's not what happened, and you know it. Just because you have that sort of rivalry, friendship thing going on, doesn't mean it's like you and Bakuduk.
Shut up about that! He's my idol, man. Don't go insulting me for something so... He's so cool!
I know. You don't have to tell me. Once I met him, I felt that aura of a pro hero. It was like when I met All Might. Kind of impressive.
That's what I'm talking about. He's one of the best in the field for a reason. A living legend.
Well, Bakuduk aside, where does that leave you in this? You really are a fan? Damn. Feels kind of good to be recognized like that.
Yeah, you're telling me. Now we just gotta get to the bottom of whose fan you really are.
Why can't they just be both?
Because I want them all to myself.
Greedy. Maybe I want them because what you said pissed me off.
Oh, boo-hoo. What you gonna do, cry about it? Don't be a sissy. Come on. You wanna go and show me all your collection of things about me, right?
Oh, narcissistic. Gag me with a spoon, I guess.
No, come on. They obviously think I'm like 10 times as cool and probably way more attractive than you.
Why are you always gonna make it personal, Baku bitch?
The hell you just call me? What do you think you're doing, Shinso? I don't even have an insult for that. That was uncalled for, you little bastard.
Sometimes it's what you can't say that counts. Wouldn't you say? That's why I'm better. I have some semblance of sanity, and I'm not just an explosion head. Isn't that right, Lord Explosion Murder? Really? Were you trying to be a villain or a hero?
It was a phase, dude! That was back in UA on first year, dammit! No one ever lets me live that down. I thought it was cool at the time, so shut up!
And if I don't, what you gonna do about it? They seem to like our banter, so fucking what?
I don't know yet, but if you keep pushing me, I might accidentally make a nice cave in here and make it all of our grace.
Are you saying your pride is worth dying for?
Shut up. You're the fuzzy head.
Ooh, I'm so hurt. Such a good comeback, right? Alright, Baku bitch. We'll see who wins. We're going to have a little competition right here, right now.
Fine. I'll take you on any day. What's the deal, anyways?
Whoever can seduce them first, obviously. Don't you know they're our fan? So, you. Pretend you're not hearing this.
You idiot, you were talking too loud.
Well, of course, because I was angry. And you're still a Baku bitch.
Shut the fuck up! Goddamn dumbass! You're the one who started all this.
Actually, it was you, if you remember.
Debatable. Whatever. Now, why the fuck is it seduction, huh?
Because it's the only way to tell who's better. Because we can't do any hero stuff down here, really.
Shut up, that's not the only way. It's so fucking embarrassing, you dumbass.
If I was more into you, that'd be hella cute.
Why the hell are you saying the creepy shit? I told you, I'm not really into that kind of thing. Ever since last time, fucking Deku. It's his fault. Every single time it gets in your head. Nothing. Nothing.
Seems like you got a secret. Poor thing. Guess you got a rough too, don't you? and your first fan here, you must be thrilled, but also a bit intimidated. After all, you're up against me. I'd say we're about 50-50, except I got a cute cat friend. What do you got, buddy? Yeah, I got an explosive personality and an explosive temper while I'm at it. So, keep pushing, Fuzzyhead. Keep pushing and see what I fucking do.
It doesn't matter what we do from here. We just have fun with it, I guess. We're at their mercy till we find a way out in the first place. This is probably 100 miles underground. And being that their quirk is so easy to navigate things, it's obvious we're not getting out of this unless we, well, make them an ally.
So you say to seduce them? You have a twisted brain, man. I'm not really good at that kind of thing.
Aw, you trying to say that you're just too innocent for that?
Of course not. I'm not. Not at all. That's not what I'm saying. I'm practically the most mature person you know. That's not at all the point.
You seem awfully unsure of yourself. Anything you want to tell the class?
Shut up, you idiot! You're just gonna keep calling me names and pushing me. I get it, I was the hardhead. But you don't need to go that far. Besides, why compete when we could work together? Make more sense, wouldn't it?
What's with the sudden change of heart, huh? Don't think you can beat me.
Keep testing me. Keep testing me and see how much I beat you. You idiot.
Fine. You want to work together for now? We'll work together, but it's still a competition.
Why the hell are you doing that? Doesn't make any damn sense. You're speaking out of two sides of your mouth. Goddamn idiot.
You could say that. But I figure they'd probably like the idea of being fought over. And you're too easy to tease. So, of course, might as well make it fun, right?
You act like this is gonna go way further than it is. They're our fan, not some kind of... Not some kind of... What's that on the walls?
I wasn't prepared for that either.
That's, intimidating as... That looks like us, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does.
Why? Those are Dojin Chi, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Why... Why are we kissing? This isn't good.
This is very not good. I got chills when I saw that. All around the room. It's posted. There must be thousands of them.
Damn it. We got in too deep. Why don't we try and run in a...
No. If we do, it's too late. They're gonna teleport us back. And if we piss them off, it's gonna go bad.
I agree, but still. What are they gonna make us do, kiss?
I think that's the least of our worries. If they're constantly into shipping us, then...
Then spit it out already, damn it.
Then we have to worry about them wanting more than that.
You don't mean...
Yeah.
This is dangerous. What the hell do we do?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. Maybe if I can trick them with my quirk and they... It's nothing.
Yeah, we weren't talking about anything. Just admiring your wall art. You're a big fan of us, I can see.
Yeah. You heard... Everything, didn't you?
Shit! Plan B! We need a plan B!
About that. You aren't here to try and ship us, are you?
You want both of us to be with you forever? But we gotta go to our hero work up there, and if we don't, things could go really bad, and we really have to. I mean, we appreciate your dedication and stuff, and you can't just go kissing people like that. That was way too abrupt. Way too abrupt. I wasn't ready for that.
Look, I'm sure we could... You really are kind of dangerous with that. Did you do something? Nothing. We do have to go, but could you, like, teleport us out or something? Not gonna do it for free, are you? Should have expected that. So, what's it gonna be?
You're just gonna leave it at that. You're not even gonna try and put up some kind of fight. Damn fuzzy head. You can't just...
Shut up, Bakugo.
Don't tell me to shut up. The hell am I supposed to do? Just accept this? Hell no. I can't just... There you go again with the kiss. Damn it. Kisses are deadly. Kisses are deadly.
Shut up, Bakugo.
What are you doing?
Trust me. It's probably the only way we're getting out.
Yeah. I always wanted a fan like you. I have to admit it, you're pretty cute.
You know what? I can't even argue with that. Also, what the hell is with that first kiss? You really want to be around us, eh? Guess you did save our lives, didn't you?
It's a good point. You did. Obviously, I'm the better one, because they're more my fan.
What happened to working together, huh? They're obviously more my fan.
Now, can you see that one's Coda on their shirt?
Because Coda's my friend.
So you saw right through us. Well, I'm gonna be honest with you. Even though I was sketchy at first, you did save our lives, and I took that for granted.
Look at that. Change of heart from the stubborn bastard on the side. I don't know if I can trust you, but if you have this much stuff of the fandom, you must really know a lot about us. And he's got a point. Without you, we wouldn't even be alive right now. Sorry if we were talking about escape. Just got intimidated. It was my bad.
Mine too. Might as well enjoy ourselves while we're here, and... You look a little too happy about this.
Yeah, but they also look awfully cute. Maybe I should call them my kitty cat.
And maybe I should call them my teddy bear. It's a much better nickname.
Why don't we let them be the judge?
And then it ended up a competition in the end anyways.
Isn't it always, though? That's kind of what crushes are.
Crushes? What the hell are you saying? I mean, never had time for that kind of thing, so I never had a crush or anything.
Looks like you're making this too easy.
The hell's that supposed to mean? You two look like wild animals right now.
Well, don't take it personal, but You kind of look like fresh meat right now.
What the hell are you doing? Just because I called you teddy bear doesn't mean you get to be that forward.
You better get used to it. Guess this is our life now.
You just accepting it like that? Yeah, I'm grateful they saved us, but...
We have to pay back our debt, right? This is more than that. They're a fan who always wanted exactly this to meet us. And judging by what kind of fan they are, well, I'm not too opposed to this. Give me a kiss, kitty cat.
I can't let you win. I gotta prove that they're more my fan. Come here, teddy bear. Gotta get you back for stealing my first kiss. It's your fault. You made me like this. So take responsibility.
Well, there's more than one way to kiss a kitty.
You trying to one-up me?
No. I'm doing my own thing. Two can play at that game.
Look at me, teddy bear.
Why don't you look at me, kitty cat? I know you want to.
No, me, teddy bear.
No, should definitely be me.
I'm totally the better guy. And you're a bigger fan of me, you know it.
Keep letting him think that way. Better for his ego, right?
I've had enough of you. Action proves more than your fancy words.
Isn't that right, teddy bear?
You're so easy to tease. Contrary to the moment when you were teasing me. Dumbass. This is so payback.
More like trying to keep up. Come on, kitty. Let's face it. You react more to me when I hold you close. When I kiss you.
No. They react more to me. Come on, teddy bear.
Here we go again. It's just never gonna end, is it? Fine. And there's only one thing left to do.
And what's that?
We solve it with more drastic means.
You can't be serious. Hey! Not like that! Not so close, dumbass!
Guess it's the only way, right? We have to take them on. One to one. Two on one. You name it, kitty. Let's make sure all those wanton desires go right in all the wrong places.
Kind of embarrassing shit are you saying? Teddy bear, you're mine. And I won't let him win. That's not the point. This crush thing, I'm still new to it, and I don't know what the hell I'm doing, but still. Shut up. I'll
you're mine.
You're pretty confident for someone who doesn't have an extra weapon to bring to the table.
What the hell are you doing? Cheating. Just touching them like that with that? Are you crazy? You can't do that. Hey, I didn't mean turn it on me. Damn you. Hey, don't just stand there. Damn it, they're already too far gone.
You. It was the only way to get you to shut up.
That didn't work at all. Damn, dumbass. Use it on them.
Don't mind if I do. Not too shabby, kitty cat. Your reaction just like that makes my body so fucking hot. Makes me so fucking hot. And it makes me want more of you.
Give me that. I'll show you how it's done. How the fuck does this thing work? Take that. Kiss me. That's right, baby. You're mine. What the hell?
You obviously don't know what you're doing. So, give it back. How about that? There we go. There we go, kitty. Now you get to enjoy yourself more. Mind telling me what you used this for before? Or mind telling me why you look so satisfied? Hey, Bakugo.
What the hell do you want?
I'm helping over here. Not much, just this.
The hell you do that for? Damn it! Everyone's stealing my kisses!
Well, just look at them. They're a fucking mess now. Looks like Kitty likes a show. While being the center of attention, you like being fought over, kitty cat. Yes, you fucking do. And you like when we tease your body like that. Of fucking course you do. Yeah, you're my kitty cat.
Give me that!
I got you now.
And you're not just this kitty cat.
You're my baby right now.
Yeah?
You like that?
Don't go numb on me now. This lewd display.
So what?
Really makes me rock hard when I think of all the things I'm gonna do to you soon.
Look like you got a second wind.
Speak for yourself. I was doing fine.
You get that side of the neck and I'll get this side. We're double teaming this kitty.
Why do I have to listen to you, dumbass?
You don't, but you will anyways.
Take that, baby. You're so fucking sexy. I could use more time here. Maybe I was just here all this time to find someone as crazy as you.
Come on, baby. Show me that lewd face of yours. That's right, kitty cat. You're ours now. Now why don't I tend to you down here? Nice and gently. Do you like it when I lap you like a kitty cat? Kitty cat. I'm gonna kiss you, my cute little teddy bear. You're tasty down here, and your sex is so fucking cute. Yeah. Why don't you look down, kitty cat? Look at the man devouring you so delicately. No, don't listen to him. You're my teddy bear, aren't you? Yeah. Damn it, Shinso. You're trying to foster me again with that damn toy. You got too complacent. Figured that way, you'd know you're vulnerable too. You think that cock of yours is out of the question.
Shut up with saying lewd shit like that.
I'm not saying anything I don't mean. Just look at them. Look at Kitty Cat. No matter where you look at them, they're quivering with excitement.
Yeah, so I guess we're doing something right, huh?
Yeah, that's right. You're my teddy bear, so feel as good as you want.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, kitty cat. Oh, yeah, you're my kitty cat. Why don't you just admit it? Clear the waters for him. Let him off easy.
There's no way there anyone but mine.
You're mine, teddy bear.
So shut up and accept it.
I think this cute little kitty cat wants something more than just a toy. Just look at them, aching for it, wanting our cocks like that. So, what do you say we double-team them, like old times?
What the hell are you saying? I've never done anything like this in my life. Why would you word it like that? You're some kind of pervert or something?
No. If anyone's a pervert, it's them. Just listen. And that's not even counting how much pre comes probably on my goddamn cock.
Speak for yourself. I'm totally not that hard.
Yes, you are. Don't even bother denying it. They're attractive. I get it. But I think it's time we show them why we're thankful they saved our lives.
That sounds so fucking wrong. But
you know what? I don't mind, teddy bear. You seem like that's what you want, so that's what you get. All right. Hold them up there.
Yeah, I got this.
Just be gentle now. We can go in at the same time. This is gonna be interesting. You sure you're ready right here?
Guess this takes double stuff to a new fucking meaning.
Yeah, but isn't that just the fucking point? Yeah, kitty cat, why don't you beg for it? We'll make you a part of the next dungeon you make.
You're gonna love this one. Your two favorite heroes, deep in fucking side of you. That's what you want, teddy bear. Come on, say it. They're getting shy now. Afraid it's too late for that. Damn, so fucking tight, baby. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I second that one. Kitty cat, you trying to squeeze our cocks out? All that milk coming out inside you, that's what you want, right? Well, you're gonna have to work for that by taking our cocks like a champ. Oh, oh fuck! It feels way better than I thought! Damn it! It's way too much, but can't stop here. After all, we got this kitty to please. Might as well level up a little. Damn, makes everything feel even better. You like me now, teddy bear. Kitty. Oh, kitty. Oh, fuck. You feel so fucking good, kitty cat. Oh, God. God damn. It's the best I've ever had. Oh, fuck. Probably the only you ever had. But, I'm glad that I met you, teddy bear. Fuck. You're so fucking sexy. Damn, that toy makes things even more exciting. Oh, goddamn, kitty cat. This is gonna be a bumpy ride. Guess you better get ready for your milk. You're gonna have lots of it today. Lots of fucking milk. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, my cock feels so fucking good. Yeah. Oh, God. Double stuffing this kitty feels like heaven. Fuck. My cock is twitching already. Oh. Hey. Don't stop now. We gotta make sure they're fucked out of their mind. Yeah, you want me to wrap my hands around you? Yeah, just like that around your cute little neck. Yeah, you got a lot going on, don't you? My slutty little baby! Oh, kitty cat. Oh, it's so fucking good. Your insides are the best ever. Oh, I think I'm gonna get addicted to filling you with my milk. Oh, fuck. Oh, damn, kitty cat. Can't hold back much longer either. Gonna come so fucking hard inside you. Yeah, you like that? You're probably gonna come your brains out too. Yeah, that's right. Kitty cat. Kitty. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh. I totally won. Just look at how my teddy bear looked at me. That's proof enough I beat you. Was it a competition?
as it didn't feel like there was anyone to compete with.
You trying to say something, you dumbass?
You should shut up. In fact.
You damn fussy head!
Well, look at that. I think we broke them. Just a bit.
Of course we did. What'd you expect? We're two pro heroes. We got the stamina of Ox or something.
Why'd you pick Ox?
I mean, they're cool animals, okay?
Well, I say, we stick around down here, or we take this kitty cat up to the surface.
I don't mind taking my teddy bear anywhere. And maybe we might have to keep this partnership thing going.
At least for a little while.
Yeah. I guess that wouldn't be so bad. After all, they're cute and seem like they need the companionship.
I need them.
Well, I guess that makes two of us.